Fred Film Radio, Locarno Film Festival, Switzerland.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt McCucci from the 70th Locarno Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by director Jan Spickenbach, who is presenting here at the festival his wonderful film, Freedom. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
So the first question is kind of the obligatory question, and would you be able to tell our listeners a little bit about the movie and maybe just introduce it, tell them a little bit about the story?
Well, the story is about a woman that at some point decides to walk away, walk away of her life, walk away of her family, and walk into something new. And we follow her, and it's just, we follow this journey of her attempt to maybe to kind of reinvent herself. And at the same time, you see the destiny of the family, the man, the husband, that is kind of struggling with this very strange situation that his woman disappeared, and the two kids that this, of course they as well are forced to deal with it, and it's a bit like you see the both sides of the coin in a way, if you say that in English. Then so you see her going into something that might be freedom, or that might be a step towards it at least, and at the same time you see those she takes freedom away in a way by doing so.
Right. Well, let's start off with the concept of freedom, actually, because it's kind of complex in itself, I think. I always think that, like, you know, especially in when I read about it, when I watch films about it, when you contextualize it or when you start to define it, it stops being freedom. It's very strange. Even the word freedom itself, when you pronounce it, it stops meaning what it's supposed to mean, you know. What's your take on that?
I mean, that is really true. When you start thinking about it, it doesn't make any sense anymore. And that's really fascinating because we all give it a great sense, actually. And when I have been thinking about it, at some point, I thought freedom is that's really working like God in a way. It's the same thing. When you start thinking about him, I mean, you just end by saying, of course, he can't exist because, you know, anyway, I don't believe in it. But, you know, like the idea. But the idea still is so powerful. And so the idea is still there. So there is something real. And the same with freedom. What's for me really, really interesting, it started in the beginning when I was, I mean, of course, when I was writing, I think in the first period, I didn't even know that I was writing about freedom. I knew that she was going towards something like that, or that she was searching for something like that. But when I decided to call the movie really Freedom, then only it started that I knew this is about it, actually. That is really the subject, and it's kind of we need to say there is freedom at the same time, because I can go to the husband or to different perspectives, I can say no, there is not such a thing. And then you have the refugees that I'm just quoting in a way, you know, that are really searching for freedom because they really need freedom in the sense that otherwise they lose freedom, or they might even lose their lives. So you see that the people start from what you are and from where you live, you have so different meaning towards the word. And then when I was doing the casting, I had the principle to do an interview with each person that I was casting for any part. So for young and old women, men, whoever, and German or Slovakian. And I made interviews with them in the part they were casting for. So I didn't tell them the first part. So you really push them into the water and say, okay, from now on, you are that person I'm casting you for, and now we're going to make this interview. And it was like the interviews were following the same structure. They started with very easy questions, like, what's your name, what's your age? And of course, then it was the name of the character, not the name of the actor. But then they all ended with the question, are you free? And it was really interesting because the answers for, I might say, 90% were no. And in general, they define freedom by financial freedom, actually, so that they can't afford a big house or a good car.
Financial freedom, so independence, not really freedom. Financial
independence were, exactly, but that's what they call freedom. So, and I thought that's really symptomatic for the society we live in, but apparently these words is reduced to financial independence. And that's not freedom. Freedom's something else.
I see what you mean.
So you start thinking about it. And it was so much fun to kind of philosophize with youngsters of 15-year-olds or something about that word. And you start to give it some sense by thinking about it. And that's mainly it, I think.
Does that affect your creative process then? Because in the structure in the film, one of the things that I loved about it was that you do start off with the parallel storylines, and then you kind of play with the chronology of the story too. So does that come into the creative process, this concept of even researching what freedom means?
Well, it goes parallel, I guess, but the idea for the structure was very, very early. From very early on, I wanted to do that. And so that wasn't really linked to the idea of freedom, but rather to the question, why is she doing this? Because when you are telling such a story about a woman that goes away, of course everybody will ask, why is she doing that?
Yeah.
And then I was saying, I can give you a reason, of course, and then you will be satisfied. Like, okay, let's think of something. She lost, maybe she lost a child 10 years ago and she didn't come over.
Right.
So everybody will be glad, you know, because I could tell you, well, she, you know, she has this deep, deep sadness in her. And so you say, okay, I understand. But actually you don't.
Yeah.
Because so many people lose charge and they don't lose children and they don't disappear.
Mm-hmm.
Or she can have really high debts or whatever. You know, you can think of any reason, yeah, and it will never be the reason why somebody is doing such a huge thing like the decision to disappear.
Yeah.
So, no, I didn't want to tell you why. I wanted to tell you how she's doing it. So you're going with her. And this is like the trick to break it and to go into the chronological order and to tell the beginning and only in the end. It was for me the solution, because then you can tell every day, evening in a family, but your vision, because now you know the woman, you know the man, and so you see much better the details in every gesture, in every view, in every word they're saying. So, and then you start to understand much more, actually, even about the why. So that was...
About the why and what is being repressed.
Right.
And also, there's nothing unusual about it in a way. Like, it's an everyday kind of normal family, very familiar situations. But also, I wanted to go back to the style, too, because one of the reasons why I never believed that those people could be free was because the camera is always looking at them. I don't know if you think about it in that way, but, for instance, in Antonioni films, he kind of gives them hope because he's always kind of more interested in the landscape sometimes, and the characters are pushed away. And in your film, the camera is always looking at them, sometimes really up close. Was that kind of an idea? The idea?
Yeah, it was, and I'm very glad that you perceived it, and that's fantastic. And particularly in the ending, you know, when they're sitting around the table and it's just closer, yeah, closer, 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 and then you just you don't stop. It's like nearly impolite to
exactly
get so close to them. Yeah. But that's precisely true. I mean, for the formal decision for the general movie, I always felt that if you talk about a world that we live in, that the world of Nora would always be a different world than the one of Philip. So it's their perception that makes it, actually. And there's a kind of there's a small encounter zone between those two worlds, but it's really, really small. But it actually, paradoxically, it gets bigger from the moment on when she disappears, because then the bond between the two is so strong.
Yeah.
But of course, it's a paradoxical bond because she's not there anymore.
Yes. So. Oh, right. Yeah. So let's talk about the actors before I do. I think that's the last question, the final question. So I want to say a little bit about the actors and how you worked with them, because they were fascinating performances. So.
Well, thank you. I will tell them. Well, we just talked. We talked a lot. I mean, I had the idea. I wanted to kind of change the "you do this, you do that" situation in movies. That comes up very, very quickly. Then you know, you prepare it well, and then you put up your marks, and you say, "Well, you come in there, you do this, you do that," and then you do it because you don't have the time to. So I wanted to be there to talk to the actors, talk with the cameraman, see what place is it we are here, how do we move here, find it out together, and do the rehearsal there. So we took more time to do that than actually usually a film is permitted to do so. But then we got through it, and I think we kind of, nothing was interdicted, if you say, or you know, everybody could say if a scene didn't work, and so we just thought, okay, if it doesn't, so we will change it. It's not a problem.
Okay.
And actually, strangely enough, we were ending up very close to what I had written in the first place.
Yeah.
But anyway, we had always the freedom to break with everything. And that was fantastic, actually.
There you go. There's a freedom there. It's kind of a practice.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, listen, it was a great pleasure talking to you, because I really enjoyed the movie. I thought
thanks
it was very powerful. So thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you, too.
Once again, I'd like to remind our listeners that the film is called Freedom, and that this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.